You know, this evening, amongst our carols, we've seen three very different depictions of the Christmas story and the gospel. And the Christmas story, it's a wonderful story, isn't it? And it gets depicted in many, many different ways. I'm sure you'll see that over Christmas and on the television. But the truth is, it is much more than just a story, because it is a true story. It is a story of history. And actually, it's our story. It's the story of when love came down in the person of Jesus Christ. John talks about this love in 1 John 4, 7 to 10, when he says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." Now, there's a lot of love and there's a lot of God in those verses. And so I just want to pick out three simple truths from these verses about how love comes down at Christmas. And the first truth is this: love comes from God. We read in verses 7 and 8, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." Do you ever wonder where love comes from? Does that ever puzzle you? How is it that two people can be so in love? Where does that love come from? Or how can a parent love a child so much? Where does that love come from? Or perhaps within a family or with friends? Where does this love come from? And have you noticed that Christmas time, there seems to be that extra measure of love around? People are giving to each other, and people are particularly giving to those in need. I mean, this last few weeks, we've had some wonderful donations to the food bank. And you think, well, what makes people do that? Would you agree that most people find that love is the most beautiful thing in the world? Okay, some of us do. But do you ever wonder where that love originates? Well, I can give you the answer to that tonight. It's from the Bible. And why is it from the Bible? Because his love is all about God. Love comes from God because God is love. There has never been a time when there was not God. And so there has never been a time when there's not been love. If you look at the Bible, it begins in Genesis with these four words: "In the beginning, God." But we're talking about a God that loves. So we could also say that those four words could be, "In the beginning, love." In the beginning, God created heavens and the earth. And in the beginning, love span a universe across the stretches of time. Love comes from God. So that raises a legitimate question. Who then did God love before he created people? Well, the answer is he loved himself. Now, it didn't mean he stood in front of a mirror. No. God is one person, but he is also three persons in one. He's a Father, he's a Son, and he's a Holy Spirit. This is what we call the Trinity, and each person of that Trinity loved each other. The Father loved the Son and the Holy Spirit. The Son loved the Holy Spirit and the Father. And the Holy Spirit loved the Father and the Son. Love has always existed because God has always existed. And God is love. But the great thing is that God not only loved himself before creation, He also looked forward in time and loved us. Ephesians 1:4 says, "For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will." So there was active love between God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But there was also an electing love. An electing love as God chose us in Christ before the creation of the world to be adopted as his son and daughters. Love comes from God because love is God. The second truth is, love came down to earth. We saw in verse 9, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we may live through him. Isn't it a wonder that God created us because he loves us and he wants to have a relationship with us? The problem was, after God created us, we rebelled against him. The Bible says we all sinned and so broke our relationship with him. But you know, that didn't and doesn't stop God loving us. Love began in heaven among the three persons of the Trinity. But love came down to earth at Christmas. God sent his only one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. And as we read in the Gospel of John, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning." And we read further on in John 1, in verse 14, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." You know, the miracle this Christmas, the miracle of Christmas, is that the baby in the manger was God in human flesh. God became man. The Son of God became Son of Man. Jesus, who had lived with God for all of eternity, entered our world on Christmas Day. He left the glories of heaven. He left the radiators. And he came down to earth as a tiny baby. This is how he showed his love amongst us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. See, love began in heaven, but it came to earth at Christmas. So love comes from God. That's the first truth. Love comes down to earth. That's the second truth. And finally, the third truth is this. Love came down to the cross. It says in verse 10 of 1 John 4, "This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son, an atoning sacrifice for our sins." You know, God loves us so much that he just didn't send his Son to earth. He sent him to the cross at Calvary. You know, Jesus traveled a great distance to come to earth from heaven. But he traveled an even greater distance when he went to the cross. Philippians tells us this about Jesus. It says, "Who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used in his own advantage, to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross." And you know, that was God's plan all along. It's part of the Christmas story. It's what the Christmas story is all about. When Mary became pregnant with Jesus, the angel told Joseph, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. You know, even that name Jesus has a purpose, as it means the Lord saves, or the Lord is salvation. Jesus lived his entire life in the shadow of that cross. Love not only came down to earth at Christmas, love came down to the cross to pay the price for our sins so that we could be saved and enter into that relationship with our Heavenly Father. And as the angel said to the shepherd at that first Christmas Eve, today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This was the true gift of Christmas. Not simply the gift of a son, but the gift of a Saviour. And this is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us, and that he sent his son as atoning sacrifice for our sins. Yeah, love came all the way down, but it came all the way down to the cross. So the true meaning of Christmas, and we will all enjoy our presents, and we will all enjoy the turkey, and we will all enjoy the puddings, and the drink, and the time with family. And we will see many depictions of Christmas, and we will hear many depictions. But the true meaning of Christmas is all about love. Where does that love come from? That love comes from God. How does God show his love amongst us? He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. Yeah, love came down at Christmas. What is love? This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. And love came down to the cross. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. A well-known Christian preacher said this, who can add to Christmas? The perfect motive is that God so loved the world. The perfect gift is that he gave his only Son. The only requirement is to believe in him. The reward of faith is that you shall have everlasting life. Yeah, love came down at Christmas. But the question is, will you receive God's gift of love tonight? Let's pray. Father, I thank you for Christmas. I thank you for what it means to so many people. Lord, I thank you for Jesus. I thank you that love came down. Lord, I thank you it came down because you are love, God. And Lord, we see so many tragic things in this world that we cannot explain. When we see such hopelessness in this world and such pain and darkness. But I thank you there is an answer. And his name is Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you that, Lord, you came down as love in the form of Jesus Christ. I thank you that you came to earth. I thank you you went to the cross. And Lord, I pray that in this season that we have, that we may spend with family and friends and have time off, perhaps from our normal routines. Lord, let the truth of that sink into our hearts. That this is all about your love, Jesus. And Lord, I pray that if there are those that do not have that personal relationship with you, that even tonight, that might become true. Because I know in my life, Lord, I would be nothing, I would be nowhere without you. And I thank you that love just comes and comes and comes. Lord, it doesn't take circumstances out of my life, but it helps me to walk through those circumstances. So, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for Jesus. I thank you for Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.